It's time now for Reformation with Pastor Woodson Moore.
Everywhere I go, there's folks who want to know just what is our country way out. Some think it's in a man, and on his word they stand. But when I hear it, I just want to shout. More praying, less straying, that's what we need. Soul winning, less sinning, that's what we need. More loving, less hatred, embrace.
Well, this is Pastor Woodson Moore coming to you from Fairton Christian Center in Fairton, New Jersey. If you don't know where Fairton is, it's 4 miles straight south of Bridgeton. I don't know where Bridgeton is. Well, it's in Cumberland County, and we're real close to the bay. It's a great place. And you are welcome. Consider it an open invitation to come to church with us. Church starts on Sunday morning at 9. We have Sunday school from 10:30 to 11:30. Have Sunday evening service at 6. Midweek services 6:30, which has, as part of what we do, our Royal Rangers, that's our boys group, and our Impact Girls. Then on Sunday evenings also we have youth group, have lots of good things going on, and you would be just absolutely welcome to come. You ever ask yourself the question, why do we even have churches? In fact, you know, there's a lot of people that would love, just love to eradicate Christianity. They've worked to get the manger scenes out of the parks, to get the crosses down, to get any type of symbol or relative thing that tells you about Christianity removed from our culture and our society. They want it gone. Why not? Why not just get rid of it? You know, the Beatles had that wonderful song, Imagine. I still remember the Bill and Hillary Clinton and their aides the day after he was elected president, the first time holding hands and singing, imagine there's no heaven, imagine there's no hell, imagine there's no religion, that everything is one, there's no private property. It is the national anthem of the socialist, of the atheist, of the person that is trying to create a world of peace and a world of equality without God. That's it. Why not? Why not just get rid of it all? Get rid of Islam, get rid of Hinduism, get rid of Buddhism, get rid of Zoroastrianism, get rid of humanism. Just no God. The problem with that is there is a God, and he has a fallen archangel, Lucifer, who is at war with him and his kingdom and his people. And he hates people, Lucifer, hates people because we are made in the image of God, and God, who at one time had Lucifer over the earth, has replaced his authority with man's authority, because whenever he created Adam and Eve, he put Adam in control of the earth in a place of where Satan had at one time apparently had ownership and rulership. And so Satan is trying his best to reclaim it, and it will culminate with him embodying himself into a person, an Antichrist, and he will attempt to gain complete and total control over the earth. We know what's going to happen there. So why can't we get rid of the story? Why can't we just stop teaching the Bible? Get rid of it all. Just let everybody do what they want to do. Well, you kind of see what that leads to. It's called anarchy, when people just come out and do whatever they want to. They murder, they rape, they pillage, they kill, they do all kinds of stuff. And it doesn't work because there is a reality that flows from the Creator and through the creation. There's a reality. It's called the laws of nature. Our founding fathers understood that. Blackstone talked about the laws of nature and of nature's God. Thomas Jefferson pinned that into the Declaration of Independence. There are laws at work. So tell me the story. Tell me the story of where mankind came from. Tell me the story of how we got all this evil in the earth. Tell me the story of redemption. Is there a way out? Tell me the story of Jesus. And I was told that story as a boy by my mom, my dad, my grandma, my aunts, my Sunday school teachers, my public school teachers. They told me a story of a God who created the earth, created the universe and everything in it, and that same God loved me. I was born in a fallen state. People don't want to hear that. I was taking a class up at Rowan University, master's degree class, and they were talking about how people are born good. It's the environment that corrupts them. And there's a certain amount of truth in that. But people are born with a fallen nature. That's why Jesus had to be born of a virgin, because the sin nature is passed on by the man. And Jesus was born of a virgin and of the Holy Spirit. And as a result, he became the second Adam. Romans declares that. Jesus, the second Adam from above. The hymns that we sing at Christmas time, second Adam from above, reinstate us in thy love. That's the story. And it's a story of redemption, a story of hope, a story of a coming earth that will be free of the tumultuous things that sin creates. Carmen is going to sing, Tell Me the Story of Jesus.
We should never be discouraged.
Medley of Tell Me the Story of Jesus. It's the only story of hope. Do you realize that without the Bible, without the truth of God's Word, without Jesus, that there really isn't any hope? Because man is so fallen in his nature. How are you ever going to get that Islamic lie straightened out in this world? How's that ever going to happen? Bible tells you how it's going to happen. It's all going to come together, and there's going to be one last great battle, and Jesus is coming back with the saints, and he will take care of it, and he will implement his kingdom and his rulership over all this earth for 1,000 years. That's part of the story. You see, it's too fantastic. I can't believe it. That's what the evolutionists say. They say, well, we know evolution isn't true, but in order to believe that there is a creator who created everything, in order to go the other way, and it's just too fantastic to believe what the Bible says. But really, nothing else makes sense. Nothing else makes sense. And it makes sense to your inner man. Your inner man, your spirit man knows that there is a God. Your spirit man knows he was not supposed to die. Your inner man knows that there's something out there. You go in the middle of the Amazon jungle. They're worshiping something because the inner part of mankind knows that there is a creator, that there is something out there. And we have the story. It's the story of Jesus, the story of love. For God so loved the world that he gave Jesus to us, to pay with his own blood for our sins and our transgressions. He bought us, and we can belong to him forever in the millennial reign of happiness and joy. Remember, if you know Jesus, you'll know freedom. If there is no Jesus, there will be no freedom. This is Pastor Woodson Moore, Fairton Christian Center, reminding you, Jesus is freedom.